J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
Dennis Blair, who for the last, 8 years, Dennis, has been the opening act for George Carlin?
8 years.
About 8 years. I saw the Bee Gees the other night.
You had some Bee Gees in your act, didn't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, here we
Should
go.
Should we do some nostalgia?
Look out.
All right,
look
let's
out.
Bring let's
here
turn
come,
back the clock.
Here
92
comes
years.
Dennis.
This is the old Bee Gees, of course, from the disco era.
Well, you can't tell by the way I wear my pants that I am a guy. I don't take no chance. But when I sing, I sound so dumb, like I've just been snorting helium. But it's all right, I can't win. I sound just like Tiny Tim. Long as I don't hurt no one, singing like a girl is fun. Nobody today can tell what I'm saying, cause I'm singing too high, singing too high.
Let's just stop right there. Now all the rock stars are doing Christmas albums. For instance, Led Zeppelin Christmas album coming out this Thursday. No Stairway, Man. Now on Christmas, when it snows, it all goes up your nose. And I'm leaving some cocaine for Santa. All right. Oh, Hootie and the Blowfish. Let's
Please.
Get modern. Hootie and the Blowfish Christmas.
When Santa hits the floor, heading for the bathroom door, get out of his way, just let him pee.
All right. Christmas albums you'll never see. R.E.M. Christmas, of course. See, R.E.M., Michael Stipe is one of my favorite singers, but I have no idea what he's talking about, because all the songs are basically...
Oh, green fields, the dog is in my yard, the car's on Thursday. The butter knife is dripping with Aunt Martha. Someone forgot the cheese.
What the hell is he talking about? No one knows. Well, you know, I'm doing a Trial of the Century themes now.
I've been watching O.J. Simpson all the live long day. I will never understand why he didn't throw that glove away. I don't know if he is guilty, but one thing's plain by far. He should sell his Ford Bronco and buy a faster car.
There's the O.J. portion of the album. And of course, my favorite, the Menendez brothers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lyle and Eric have an IQ lower than Bo Derek. Off to jail they'll go, go, cause shooting mom and dad's a no-no. Lyle and Eric seem much calmer. Soon they will be joining Jeffrey Dahmer. If convicted, brother, you can't fry one without the other.
Oh,
lovely
man.
Little vignettes.
Man, man.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, it's funny because I mentioned Clinton. So I do this.
Clintons, meet the Clintons. They're a presidential family from the town of Little Rock. And in November, that's where they'll be. Thank you, Ted. I'm Marion Barry, look at me. Now I am mayor of D.C. I'll sit and smoke my pipe all day, and they'll elect me anyway. Give me crack now, and I don't care. Give me crack, it's amazing, it's amazing.
I mean, they asked Marion Barry if he tried marijuana. He said, yeah, but it didn't exhale. It's strange. It's weird.
We were looking at some of the old winners of the Grammys, and you go back like 10, 15 years, and Michael Jackson actually won a Grammy years ago for Best Rock Performance for Beat It, because Eddie Van Halen's got a 45-second guitar riff
right
in the whole thing. Michael Jackson, one of your favorites?
Right. See, I remember him for his ballads.
Cracking himself up here. He knows what's coming.
Such lead-ins.
She's out of my life. She's out of my life. And I don't know if I should laugh or cry. I don't know if I'm a girl or guy.
You remember Michael?
All right, take us out with something big, and then we're going to send you on your way. Go ahead, kill
something
us.
Big.
Kill
just,
us with
well,
something
let's
big.
Do my
Here's
big,
the big
my
finish.
Big finish. John Denver, here we go.
Oh, great, here we go.
My songs make me nauseous, like a Doris Day movie, like a date with your mother, like Donny Osmond's teeth, like eating at Denny's.
No, not a sponsor, is it? Good. Like Dom DeLuise, naked.
Yes, the greatest hits of John Denver.
Life on the farm was never much fun. I had to get up with the rising sun. Now I don't care if my work gets done. Thank God I'm a millionaire. Well, I got me a poodle and I got me a fiddle, but I can't play the fiddle because I'm fat around the middle. So I'm gonna let the poodle go and piddle on the fiddle. Thank God I'm a millionaire. Yeehaw!
John Denver!
Yeah. That's a
no,
big
I'm thing. Just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Tuesday, May 17th, 2022, 185 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it. How you doing, kids? You're at jconline.com. I love that opening. That guy, Dennis Blair, was a fabulous guy. I'm sure he still is. I just haven't talked to him anytime recently. But yeah, for 8 or 9 years, he was the opening act for George Carlin. And, you know, he'd go out there with the guitar and just do these silly songs. And then, of course, George Carlin would come out and just lacerate the crowd, you know, just destroy him. So it was the perfect balance and counterbalance for a live show. And those guys traveled together. And one of the things they did to pass the time, because it was only three people, it was George, it was Dennis, and then it was George Carlin's manager. And, you know, if they had to go from Buffalo to Binghamton or something like that, they would always drive. So they would get a rental car, because it's like, why dick around with airports? And so they would just get in the car and they would drive all night. And again, to pass the time, what they would do is they would come up with these incredibly horrific, offensive, filthy, scatological scenarios and try to stump one another and outdo one another with something that was as gross and foul as possible. And this is how they passed the time. But it was just funny to hear all those 90s references with you know, people like OJ and the Menendez brothers and stuff like that. I thought you'd get a charge out of that here today. All right, tomorrow's going to be a rough day. Tomorrow's going to be a rough day because the Blues game doesn't even start until, what, 8:30? And then you're going to watch that, and then at some point you're going to say, okay, now it's time to relax and get some sleep so we can get up tomorrow morning fresh as a daisy. And then you'll get in bed, but you'll be so pumped by what happened in the game because you'll either be very, very excited about the Blues win or you'll be pissed off because they lost. And so you'll be laying in bed there thinking about that, and then eventually, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that, you'll finally say, okay, I feel myself going, okay, 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:15, it's the last thing I remember, boom, you're out. Right? Wrong. Because about 3 o'clock in the morning, the severe storms hit. And these things are going to be loud. This isn't going to be something that's going to produce tornadoes, but it's going to produce a lot of rain and a lot of lightning and a lot of thunder. And from about 3 o'clock in the morning until about 6 or 7, about this time tomorrow morning, actually, to be honest, from what I'm looking at, the stuff that moves in right about daybreak tomorrow morning might be the worst of it. And again, not tornadoes, but plenty of really bad weather and high winds and big hail and stuff like that. So, like I said, tomorrow could be a rough day for a lot of us. And it's a chilly morning today. It's only in the upper 40s in a lot of places. Get a load of this. Saturday, the high in St. Louis, 66 degrees. That means 50s a good chunk of the day. That's why Dave Murray always says May 15th is the cutoff. That was only 2 days ago. May 15th is the cutoff as far as a freeze or a frost. That's the latest date in recorded history that the St. Louis area across the Midwest has ever experienced any of that stuff. So we're at least in the clear with regard to, you know, something that'll kill the plants or something. I remember that one year I used to have a house in Olivet, and it had these beautiful azalea bushes right in front of the picture window. And I remember one year, you know, because that would be something you look forward to every year because they were gorgeous. Oh, my God, they were beautiful, and they smelled good and everything. And the azaleas bloomed. And about a week later, we had one of those late season frosts killed them all, so I had azaleas for about a week. You know, I've talked about this before, and that's why I don't understand why this is so controversial. I love flowers. I think flowers are beautiful, and they smell great, and I buy flowers for the house when I can afford them, you know. I look for sales and stuff, and you don't have to buy a lot of them. You can get a bunch of flowers, like, you know, 8 to 12 yellow roses or something like that for about $12. You bring them in the house, put them in a vase, and they look beautiful. And also, look, I remember I went to work at one radio station, 15 years ago or so, and the company apparently wanted to do something nice for me on my first day at work, so they asked Lori Mack, what is he like? And she told him, I know he loves flowers. He also loves fruit. And I guess they thought the flowers thing was weird. So they got me one of those Harry and David fruit things where, you know, every month for about 6 months, I got a nice, fresh, big basket of fruit. And that was really, really cool. I mean, if I was a fucking florist, I don't think anybody would make fun of me if I said I liked flowers, but because I don't have any connection to the floral industry, I just don't understand why men shouldn't like flowers. Go ahead and laugh if you choose. Police have produced footage of a 29-year-old man peeing into a bag of milkshake mix at an Arby's in Washington State. Which brings up the obvious issue of, well, who do you trust in terms of fast food? Now, I don't like Chick-fil-A because I don't like the politics of the guy who owns the place. I think the guy is a religious zealot and also a bigot. It's not just that I disagree with his politics. I think his politics is despicable. But I will say this, they run a tight ship, and for the fast food industry, and I have to go in there all the time because my daughter likes it, and I've tried to discourage her, and I lost that battle, so she gets it, I don't. I think the food's overrated anyhow. But like I said, they run a very, very tight ship, very clean kitchen. I think that Lion's Choice tends to be that way, and that's the other thing. The Lion's Choice that I used to go to all the time, it's right there at 270 and Olive. And they don't have a drive-through at that location, so you have to actually go into the place. And I've run into everybody. I ran into Bob Costas there once. And you can sort of see what's going on. You can see if the kitchen is clean or dirty. You can see if there's shit all over the floor or not. I used to love Steak and Shake, but the more and more I would go to places, it was like, these places are filthy. And you know what? That's about it. I've stopped going to Burger King because every Burger King, you just keep changing locations thinking, okay, maybe this one will be better. And it's not. And I don't know if this is true of the fast food industry, because a guy who told me this was a very well-known St. Louis area restaurateur. And he said, go into the bathroom. If the bathroom's filthy, the kitchen's filthy. And I know sometimes, you know, places get busy and the guy who's supposed to clean the bathroom maybe is, he's got to do something else, clean up some other mess. And also the way people treat public bathrooms is not particularly good either. A lot of this is our fault. Well, the moral of the story here is there's just a lot of places I don't go to anymore. But that's all the fast food I eat is pretty much Lion's Choice. Arby's may have the meats. There's too many problems with the fast food industry with people who are of dubious character to begin with in a lot of cases, and a lot of teenagers and people trying to get their yayas or make a funny YouTube video or something on TikTok, and that comes at my expense? I don't think so. Kimberly Guilfoyle. Everybody remember her? She used to be on Fox News, and she's been dating Don Jr. for the last couple of years. She is now the product spokesman. She's been shilling for some outfit called Good Ranchers, a company that mails steaks. You ought to see what the Better Business Bureau has to say about this place. I read a bunch of the comments. They're just like grizzled steaks that are not as advertised. They don't show up on time. Sometimes they don't show up at all. But it's, Kimberly Guilfoyle. You know, the best is yet to come. You're going to think I'm making this up? I'm not. Mike Clevenger of the San Diego Padres has tested positive for a low-grade beaver tranquilizer. He starts his 50-game suspension immediately. I must confess that I've been blissfully unaware of the fact that beavers apparently become so aggressive they need to be tranquilized. I feel so foolish. Oh, and back to hockey again. I love this guy. A guy by the name of Neil Gallagher on Facebook posted the following. We need to trade Tarasenko. He ain't the same after the injury, and he isn't a leader. Binnington is washed up. One good season, and then we overpaid the one-hit wonder. Berube's got to go after we lose in the first round again. Parayko is softer than a Twinkie. All things that were posted by St. Louis Blues, quote-unquote, fans during the course of the just concluded season. An outfit out of Jacksonville, Illinois, called Vagina Wigs, sells vagina wigs, all colors. The person says they can do custom shapes and sizes. Quoting here, all my wigs are 100% natural, feminine, feline hair made from free-range cats. PETA approved. Custom fittings by appointment only. Buy three and receive a limited edition calico shag wig. Direct message me. No weirdos. Well, yeah, you'd never get weirdos from a website like this. I have more questions than answers, believe it or not. What would the circumstances be where a woman would be required to have in her possession a vagina wig, let alone three? Yeah, but no weirdos. You're a guy, you go down there and you start sneezing. Cat hair. More internet silliness as the shortage of baby formula continues to be a problem in this country. And now you got people insisting that goat milk and honey is not only just as good as formula, but better. And that's all over the internet. And it's all wrong and dangerous for the baby. And the meme of the week that I just received on Facebook yesterday is a woman holding up a sign that says, I will not be told what's best for my uterus by men who can't even identify the clitoris. Ouch! That one hurt. Last couple of days, there have been excerpts released on the internet from the court proceedings involving Stan Kroenke versus the city of St. Louis, and it is exactly as I told you, that the Rams had made the decision back in 2014 to leave. And all of the stuff about, well, we might stay if you do this, we need a new stadium and all that, it was all bullshit. And all the sports guys, because I briefly worked at 590 The Fan, and all the sports guys were mad at me because I was like, you guys you're barking up the wrong tree. This team is leaving, and you're holding on all this false hope, and you're talking about, you know, this $20 million that St. Louis poured into the plans for a new stadium, and maybe we can get them to stay. And right till the last day, these professional sports broadcasters that I was working with were still reporting that there was a possibility the Rams were going to stay in St. Louis. And I was like, no, they're not. Well, I talked to Kevin Demoff. Kevin Demoff's job was to make sure you didn't know what was really going on. What's your source? My sources were family friends, well, extended family friends, who worked for the Rams organization, who are sending out resumes left and right, and they're like, oh, no, the team's leaving. They're not staying. You can tell. They're putting all the stuff in boxes, and they've told us which employees are being offered the opportunity to move back to L.A. with us from St. Louis and which ones were not being afforded that opportunity. It couldn't be any more clear. This team is not staying here. Business contracts for, you know, copy machines and paper and just things that, you know, you have in any office, in any business, anywhere in America, were all being discontinued. And to this day, there's still sports guys who said, well, you had a 50-50 chance of being right and you just guessed right. It's like, no, that isn't what happened. But if that's what if that's what it takes to make you feel better about yourself as a sports guy, you go ahead and you continue to believe that. Where the hell is Pete Davidson been? He's a cast member on Saturday Night Live, and they've had a bunch of new shows. You know, Saturday Night Live basically has one show, and then they break for 3 weeks, and then they come back and do another show. I don't know how they get away with that. But anyhow, you know, it's been about 2 months now since we've seen anything. He's still in the intro of the show. He's just not on the show. And if Pete Davidson thinks that his situation with Kim Kardashian is going to end any differently than any other relationship she's had with a man. Well, as soon as you let your dick do your thinking, guys, you're in a lot of trouble. There's an old saying, don't stick your dick in crazy. Well, the whole family, the whole situation, everything about the Kardashians phenomenon is crazy. Boy, the dentist industry sure has changed. My God. When I was a kid, it was like, you know, they're going to pull and they're going to grind and they're going to drill and they're going to find ways of inflicting pain that you couldn't even imagine existed. Now, when it's time to go to the dentist, it's like, welcome to Bright Smile. My daughter's got to get braces. $5,000. I need to get a job. Maybe I could apply for that job that does custom vagina wig fittings. Do you have any experience, sir? Well, yeah, I mean, sort of. And the place I went to yesterday was, we went to four different places to sort of get an idea of what was out there, if there was any variation in cost or in the length of time that she's got to wear the braces, and just sort of like, you know, what the office is, you know, how it's run, and how's this going to be for the next 2 years when she's got to go in every couple of weeks to have her braces adjusted or just have a consultation or whatever the case may be. And it's like, okay, we're going to be married to these people for the next 2 years. It'd be nice if they were on a tight ship and you just said pleasant to deal with and stuff like that in terms of getting appointments, getting in and out, things being on time. So we've been to four different places. The place I went to yesterday with her was completely run by Puerto Ricans. Very, very nice. Oh, my gosh. Some of those Latino women. And wouldn't you know it, the woman who took care of us was a Puerto Rican soft-talking woman with laryngitis and wearing a mask. I was able to understand about every 11th word. I'm not really sure. I may have actually signed up for braces yesterday. I don't even know. You just nod your head. Yeah, that'll be good. The price of a stamp is going up again, which presents for me the opportunity to play this.
I think it's weird that we use the term mail for email and the postal service. What is the similarity in email, a digital fiber optic hyperspeed network, versus this dazed and confused distant branch of the Cub Scouts? Bumbling around the streets in embarrassing shorts and jackets with meaningless patches and victory medals, driving 4 miles an hour, 20 feet at a time on the wrong side of a mentally handicapped Jeep. I love how the post office has this emotional financial meltdown every 3.5 years, that their business model from 1630 isn't working anymore. I cannot understand how a 21st century information system based on licking, walking, and a random number of pennies is struggling to compete. And they always push the Postmaster General out on TV to explain their difficulties. And he's all freaked out. He's got rings under his eyes, no shave. We can't make this work anymore. The infrastructure is killing us. We got to go up a penny on the stamps. We're just trying to make it to the end of the month. And we're all sitting there at home going, hey, dude, relax. We don't even know how much a stamp is anymore. 48, 49, make it a buck. You're gonna get there. You got some money left over, buy yourself some pants and a real car. I would say to the Postal Service, since I'm here in Washington, if you actually want to be helpful to us, just open the letters, read them, and email us what it says.
Pretty good, pretty good. All right, Jimmy Fallon tonight has Nick Jonas and Mary Lynn Ricegub. Jimmy Kimmel still in repeats. Ricky Gervais on with Stephen Colbert and Seth Meyers as Chelsea Handler and Martha Stewart. It was on this date in 1986 that I drove out to Spirit Airport on a Friday night, climbed aboard a helicopter by Captain Bill Huska, who flew me through the wilds of West County in St. Louis, to Six Flags, where the helicopter landed. I got out, ran on stage, and in front of a crowd of thousands for senior night at Six Flags, I announced, "How you doing, everybody? I'm JC. Here's Blue Oyster Cult." And I got back on the helicopter, and Captain Bill flew me back to Spirit Airport. I got in my car and drove home. That's a quick $400. And also on this date in 1986, there was a television show on Channel 5 used to have the Cardinals back in the 80s. Remember that when the Cardinals were on Channel 5? And then they went to 11 for a while and everything like that. But this was, they used to do a pregame show called Cardinal Control. And the show was hosted by a gal who I think had done some PM Magazine stuff or something like that in another town. But she was the wife of the assistant general manager of Channel 5. And they just do, you know, cute little vignettes about Ozzie Smith and everything like that. And because John was the public address announcer going all the way back to the early 80s, and this is 1986, they sent a camera crew down one morning while we were doing the old morning zoo show at Keishi, and they just shot all this funny video, and they put together a piece, and that aired prior to the ball game on this date back in 1986. It was one of the real breakthrough moments for us and the show, and John was just so playful and everything. I still remember he was wearing a holster with toy guns and just running up and down the hallways of the old Quonset hut we used to work out of on Watson Road in Crestwood. It was so funny. And on this date in 1991, I was in Los Angeles to see a new movie and then subsequently do the interviews for a film called Hudson Hawk, which was a awful, awful, and misguided effort at comedy, a movie starring Danny Aiello and Bruce Willis. And the beautiful Andie MacDowell was also in this movie. And at one point, I think she had to simulate the sound of a dolphin doing that thing, if I recall correctly. And it was a guy from Miami. It was a guy from Miami because, you know, what they do is they bring in all these reporters, 100 of us from different cities all over the country, you know, Denver, Los Angeles, Houston, Phoenix, and we would all descend on Los Angeles. And then Friday night, they would show you the movie. And then on Saturday, you'd get up and you'd do all the interviews. Well, this guy was a social clod. This guy from Don something, I can't remember his last name. And he had the interview with Andie MacDowell right before me. So I'm sitting in the hallway and I'm waiting. And sure enough, after 10 minutes, the door pops open. He walks out. I come walking into the room. Andie MacDowell is looking just resplendent, just hair and makeup and eyes and teeth and just beauty. But her face is cardinal red. And I can tell she is really pissed off about something. And the room, you know, is filled with, you know, a couple of technicians, a couple of camera guys, a producer, somebody who else is just sort of hanging around, maybe a manager, whatever, you know, like 7 or 8 people. And you can tell something horrific had just occurred. And I had the good fortune of coming in next. Well, I come to find out later that he had made some crack to her in the interview about her period. Folks, timing is everything. Timing is everything. It took her a couple of minutes. The camera starts rolling. We start the interview, and it took about 2 or 3 minutes, I think, for her to realize that I was not the guy who just had said that to her, and that there was no reason for her to be mad at me. Timing is everything. I haven't watched any of this Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing on TV, but you see the clips everywhere. You use CNN, Entertainment Tonight, any of that stuff, you know, that is on the TV, and you end up seeing some of it. Yesterday, Amber Heard said it was Johnny Depp's dog who pooped in the bed. She added that she had nothing to do with it because, here's the quote, "I don't think that's funny. It's not what a grown woman does." Okay. Megan Fox posted a conversation with her stylist where she supposedly told her that she cut a hole in her Billboard Music Awards outfit the other night so she and Machine Gun Kelly could have sex. Where there's a will, there's a way. David Crosby says he's been cranking out tons of music because, here's the quote, "I'm going to die soon," end quote. Speaking of which, Bob Saget would have been 66 today. Andrea Kaur from The Kors. Oh, my goodness, these are attractive and talented women. She's 48 today. Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails, 57. Craig Ferguson, why isn't he working? Why doesn't he have a show? He's 60 today. Give him James Corden's show. But see, he doesn't want the late thing. He wants to be in the 11:30 time slot, 10:30 St. Louis. He's 60 today. Enya, 61. 75 million albums sold. Second best selling Irish act behind U2. Sugar Ray Leonard, 66. 35 years ago today, 1987, a fire destroyed Tom Petty's home just north of Los Angeles. $800,000 worth of damage. It was discovered to be the work of an arsonist who was never caught. Kelsey Grammer was just talking about him the other day, about him being in town in 1988 for the NHL All-Star Game, and we didn't even bother interviewing him because we thought his career was over. 1990 on this date, Kelsey sentenced to 30 days in jail and 10 days of picking up trash on the highway after failing to do an alcohol abuse course for his DWI. He was already playing Fraser Crane on Cheers at the time. And he's picking up trash. And I don't mean like one of his seven wives either. A study claims cats can learn the names of other cats and humans they live with. Though the authors noted the cats are hard to study since they have very little interest in participating. Gosh, you think? And hell with climate change, cancer research, COVID, world hunger, ways to make our planet more energy efficient. No. Engineering students at Johns Hopkins University have created an edible adhesive tape called Tasty Tape to keep burritos and other wrapped foods sealed up while you're eating. And you wonder why the Chinese are kicking our asses, huh? But maybe it'll make life more efficient for Woody Harrelson, who just opened a pot dispensary in West Hollywood. It's expected to generate millions of dollars in sales for the Taco Bell next door. And with that, we say that's it for the J.C. Corcoran Podcast. Tuesday, May 17th, 2022, 185 days remaining in our American democratic system as we have known it. All right, like I said, watch out now. We got the Blues game tonight and then big storms overnight, like 3 in the morning going up to about 6 or 7, and it's going to be loud. I don't know what to tell you. Try to get a nap sometime this afternoon if you can. All right, we're here every weekday morning right about this time. Thank you for spreading the word. We're in the top 10% of all podcasts in the country. We would like to stay there. And it is your word of mouth that really, really helps a lot. So let people know that we're here, okay? Email me, JC at jconline.com. Facebook, The Showgram with JC Corcoran. Have a great day. Go Blues! In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.